you can have a business that will fully support you, that will fully take care of you financially and allows you to walk away and prioritize your family.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7, 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
I have a really important story to tell you today. And it's one I have avoided. It is one that I was scared to tell. But I know you need this, and I know you need to not feel so alone in it. And so I'm putting it out there as scary as it is, and we're going to talk about it. Because that feeling of being fed up and I'm done, we've all been there. And I need you to know that you're not alone in it. But since this episode is going to be a little more serious than normal, I do want to start, before we get into it, and really remind you that business can feel good. Business can feel fun. Business can be exciting. Business can feel empowering and encouraging and inspiring. And I had forgotten all of those things. And somewhere along the way, I had lost myself in it. And we're going to talk about that today. But I just want you to know that it can feel freaking fantastic. And I'm not saying it won't be work. And I'm not saying it won't be hard. And I'm not saying you won't have bad days. But damn, like, following the intuition to make it feel good, it's going to inspire you in so many other ways and energetically give back to you and allow you to pursue things with a new sense of being that will not only improve your mood and the way you show up in the world and your relationships around you, but that energy is freaking contagious. And when you have contagious energy, the positive kind, you attract people. You bring them to you and they want what you have going on. And I can tell you, since the moment the clock struck midnight on January 1st, I have been in that zone. And I'm not saying I haven't had bad days or bad moments or moments of fear and doubt, but damn, like this year has felt so good. And it's because I've allowed myself to focus on things that I genuinely care about, genuinely feel good about, genuinely want to see people shine and improve and benefit from. And that energy has been the most contagious it's been in years. And I had forgotten this feeling. I had forgotten what it felt like. And I just want you to know that regardless of how dark or fearful or frustrated or burnt out you've been, there is lightness on the other side, the kind that you can only now potentially only just imagine. And it is so life-giving. So, like, you have so much to look forward to. But I want to tell you how I got here, how I got to this moment. Before I do, though, I need you to have this energy. I need you to be able to break off a piece of it. And so, like, if you want to be around that, this, like, infectious, joyful, excited environment, like, you need to be freaking following me on Instagram, because that is where I'm showing up and spending time and being my full self. And I'm rubbing off on some people. Let's put it that way. So if you haven't followed me yet, go to Bosch Project on Instagram. Go to my account that's linked in the profile at Abigail Says. Follow me there. Commit to watching stories. Turn on the notifications. There's like a little bell in the corner. You can turn on notifications for new posts, new reels, new story. Like, do it. I promise you, I'm going to feed into you this year, and you are going to benefit from it. Period. Okay, I'm genuinely so freaking nervous to tell you this because I have shame around it still. Like, I have so much sadness and grief that still sits with this moment. And I don't typically share things until I'm in a place of healing, like where it's no longer a wound, but truly just a scar. And as much as I'm in a positive place right now, absolutely 100%, not 100%. That is a lie. No one's 100% joyful all the time. No, that's not true. While I am more often than not feeling great, this is not a healed part of me. This is still a wounded part of me. So sharing it is vulnerable, and sharing it will probably make me upset. I had lots of these moments last year. It wasn't just a single moment in time, but the moment that probably hit me the hardest, the moment that was a giant freaking wake-up call for me, I was sitting next to my grandmother, and she hadn't eaten for days. She was in the hospital for COVID, which I felt so guilty about because she'd been in our care for the last 3 years. We had intentionally chosen to not put her in a long-term care facility because of COVID. And I had been so careful, so careful. And I hadn't gotten sick for multiple years. Like, I didn't get it. And I flew on an airplane in September of 22. And on my birthday, like exactly 3 years to the day that she moved in, I tested positive for COVID. And she didn't test positive for a couple of weeks, but she got it. Despite us being so careful and getting so much extra help, and she had to be immediately hospitalized because of her age. She was 95, 94, somewhere in there. Old. Okay, old. She already has dementia and Alzheimer's at this point, and has for the last 10 years. And she had to be taken from our home by ambulance to the hospital. And I waited like weeks because I had been sick. And so I didn't want to get her sick. So I knew that she was in a hospital alone and I couldn't see her until the day that I could, until that I felt like, based on guidelines and all the things, that I could go see her in the hospital. And I wore a mask and I washed my hands and I wore gloves and I had topped down, like full gown on. Okay. Full gown on. And she's laying in her hospital bed, like barely conscious, because while she didn't have many of the like classic symptoms of COVID, she didn't want to eat. Like, she had no interest. She wanted to die. And I wasn't ready. I was not ready. And I remember sitting there and I literally was begging her, like, please, please take a bite. Like, please, I need you to be strong. I need you to get better. Like, I need you to fight. Like, I need you. And I hate myself for this, because in that instant, I was also snapped back to reality. And I started thinking about this laundry list of things I felt like I had to get done at work. Client deliverables and emails and content and all of these things that society and business and whatever had said, you owe things to other people. And all I wanted was her to live. Like, all I wanted was her to get better. And I'm worried about work. Like, oh my God. Like, it was so shit. It was so shit. I had scaled the business. I had built the multi-million dollar company. I had a team of 10. I had the business everyone told me I was supposed to have. And I was literally watching one of the people I love the most freaking fade in front of me. I was so done. Like, I was so done. I already knew the answer. Like, I knew what had to be done. I didn't know how to do it or how to get there or how painful it would be or what would happen or how it would all go down. I literally had no clue. Like, none of this was predetermined, scripted, clear to me. None of it. But just weeks following my traumatic brain injury, which had been a year into business, so many years prior to this moment, I had had a similar instance of, like, there is no way I can keep going. Like, there is no way I can keep, like, this will not work. It had become so clear that the business I had built and the business that I needed to support me through this moment was not the same. And somewhere along the way, because of peer pressure and society and definitely myself, because there is a huge part of me that wanted my business to look a certain way and appear a certain way and accomplish these things. But somewhere along the way, I lost sight of why, what was important to me, why I was here, what I was doing this all for, who I wanted to impact, all of it. And I was just trying to climb the ladder and scale the thing and do the thing. And that's not why I was put on this planet. I know there is a way to build a business that makes a deep impact doing what you love and supporting you and prioritizing your life first, because I've done it twice. And this time I'm staying freaking focused. It took me going through hell and back, watching someone I so love and care about, long story short with her, just so you're aware, she did have COVID. She went into a rehab facility. She was there for a handful of weeks. I begged to take her home. She was on hospice and she improved so much, like night and day. She was better than she was before COVID. Frankly, she was freaking thriving until the day she broke her hip, which was 4 or 5 months. 4 or 5 months later, she was still on hospice at the time. They hadn't taken her off hospice because of some other things kind of going on with her health. But I think if she hadn't broken her hip, she might still be here. And she ended up back in a care facility and never walked again and ultimately passed last June. And it was so painful. And I still had a business with obligations and contracts and people to care for and a team to care for. And I knew that, like, the business I had and the business I wanted were not the same thing. But I couldn't articulate that at the time. Like, it was not a, oh, well, I know what to do. Because at the time, you can be so in it. You can be so in it. You can be so in the weeds with all the things that are piled on top of you, all the things happening in your life, combined with all the things that you owe to others, whether you truly do or not. Those are swirling thoughts. Those aren't moments of clarity. Like, we're talking a full 12 months from the day she got COVID to the day I felt like I know what to do. A full year passed. A full year. And in between then and amongst that year, like, there were a lot of things that happened and a lot of things that changed and a lot of things I couldn't have anticipated. Like, so many things I couldn't have anticipated. But I don't think you have to wait a year to reclaim what you want, to focus on what's necessary for you to live the life you need to have and, like, prioritize that. If you're anything like me, you didn't start a business to feel trapped by it. You did it so you'd have more choices and more flexibility and more financial freedom. And while I had the financial freedom and the choices that came along with that, I had slowly added in so much complication and nuance and obligation that the flexibility had been eaten away. And I felt obligated to be at my desk every day. All day, because my overhead was so exorbitant. Like, we're talking, I had to make more in a single month than my entire salary was before I left, to break even before I left corporate. I had to make my entire salary every month to break even. It didn't feel good, to say the least. And I'm not saying you can't scale and build a huge business and have it be easy. And easy is relative. I'm talking about, like, ease around it. Like, it can feel like you're climbing a mountain, or it can feel aligned. And I was climbing a mountain. And you don't have to. Like, you don't have to be there. You can take that moment in time, or like, hell the frick no, and reclaim where you want to go. I don't care if you're still sitting at your desk in a corporate environment, or you've been in business 10 years and somehow lost sight of what you wanted, or you're somewhere in between. You can change direction and change your path and change your direction at any time. Like, you don't owe anyone anything. And I know that can feel so hard. I know it did for me. I didn't want to let staff go, so much so that I didn't. Like, most of the staff that left on their own. Like, they got their own other job. Like, I didn't kick them out. I didn't fire them. They walked away. Amazing. Like, I'm glad they're where they want to be. I was willing to keep fighting because I cared so much more about their well-being than my own at the time. But I know now that, like, deprioritizing myself was slowly eating at my soul. And I was going to not be able to serve any of them if I kept going in the way that I was.
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout.
The Moisture Rich Balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa.
I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash.
It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling Moisture Rich Balm, the Moisture Rich Body Balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I'd venture to guess that more people than not have had this experience. I'm not saying it was the same set of circumstances, and I'm definitely not saying that you've all sat in a hospital room and begged for someone to take a bite of food so they wouldn't die. But I know many of you have been at your wit's end and knew you wanted to make changes and didn't know where to start, and you didn't know how to get there, and you felt like it had to be a certain way for it to even be plausible, for it to support you. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. Like, you can have a business that will fully support you, that will fully take care of you financially and allows you to walk away and prioritize your family. Just last night, I was celebrating my mother's 65th birthday. I left my house at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I had baked her a cake in the middle of the day. I had put together a flower arrangement for her in the middle of the day. We left early. We went to her house, spent some time with her, went and picked up food, went to my sister's, ate dinner, laughed hysterically because my nephew is the most ridiculous, almost 5-year-old little kid. And he stuffed his face with ice cream. And we sat and talked, and I took mom home. I didn't hit my driveway again until 9:30 that night. And in the 5 hours I walked away, my business made $900. Between the moment I hit the pillow until 8 a.m. this morning, it made another $1,200. And I'm not saying that that's because I've been in business for as long as I have. Absolutely not. It's because I said no to the business I had built in many ways, reclaimed a path that was so much easier, that was so much lighter, that was so much more fun, invigorating, and felt good. And I'm not saying you have to take the same path as me. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have to figure out the path that's going to feel good for you, that's going to support you in focusing on the people you love and care about, that's going to allow you to pay attention to the things that make a real difference. And there are plenty of coaches out there that'll teach you to infinitely scale, that will keep teaching you how to grow. And I'm not saying growth isn't still on the horizon for you. You can still grow and have more ease. You can still grow and have it feel good. You can still grow and not be working 40 hours a week. You can still grow and have less one-on-one clients. Now, that's a message that I don't think as many coaches are telling you. I want to be there to guide and support you. I know how painful it can be. I know how hard it can be. I also know how rewarding it can be. I also know how life-giving it can be. You know, in the beginning, I had a lot of initial success. I replaced my salary in 30 days. I hit 100,000 in 8 months. I doubled it 4 months later. I booked out my design agency with Dreamy Clients. Everything I was learning along the way, and a year into business, everything changed. The day I was in a 5-car collision, everything changed. I've had many of those, oh my God, everything is different now moments. Not once, not twice, many. And I could absolutely pretend those things didn't happen, consistently prioritize other areas of my life, and probably be pretty unhappy about it. But I kept going back to what makes sense in the season I'm in, what makes sense with the direction I'm going, what lights me up, what feels good, what kind of action do I want to be taking in this season? Because it still takes action, it still takes intentionality, and it still takes work, but how do I want to show up? And I can tell you now, I have far less one-on-one work. I literally have one client project, which we actually paused completely because her dad died in the middle of our project, which is absolutely so sad. But I knew what that meant for me. And I said, take as much time as you need. We'll come back to it when you're ready. Because I think so many other people are like, we have deadlines. We have no, like I told her to set it down and we will come back. So I have one client project. I'm selling almost exclusively one to many. I'm a multi 7-figure business owner. I live in my dream home, completely debt-free, no mortgage. I'm a millionaire with the option to retire at 44. Those things did not happen overnight, but they did happen because I consistently focused on prioritizing my life, the ones I care about, the people I love, taking great care of my team, ethically supporting them, continuing to pay them a paycheck. In some seasons, I absolutely paid them instead of paying myself. And I'm still where I could only have just imagined was possible for me at the beginning of all of this. I felt like the only way was the hustle, the get booked out, the do this, the do that, the run. You don't have to run. You do have to be intentional. But like, if I can do it from my couch without a client call, that's how I'm going to show up. Like, that's where I'm going to be. You can have a business that affords you the lifestyle not only that you have, but the lifestyle that you want and desire, one that fuels your future, one that sets you up for early retirement, one that can potentially guarantee you an income for life. Like, that did not happen on accident for me. There isn't one way. All these marketers are trying to sell you on their way. They're trying to say, this is what I did. Copy paste. You'll see the same results. Some of them will. Some of their top students absolutely will. And if it lights you up, it very well may work for you too. My goal isn't for you to duplicate my journey. My goal is to see you find the way that makes sense for you in the season that you're in, that's going to continue to support you, that is going to be right for you. I've been coaching for a long time. I've worked with over 30,000 small business owners. Some of that was in self-taught courses. Some of that was in group coaching environments. And a couple of years ago, I started the incubator because I really wanted to pour into people and I wanted to make a deep impact and see them grow and see them hit the goals that they wanted for themselves. And it freaking works. But because of how that program was built, it was only accessible, in my opinion, from a financial perspective for people making at least $10,000 a month, which does represent a large portion of my audience, but I know that's not everyone listening to this show. I know many of you are at earlier stages and still desire this life that I'm talking about. And when I had the conversation, this was a few months before Dee died, I think, sometime last year. And I had the conversation with my financial planner and realized that I could retire in 10 years if I really, truly wanted to. Work would be optional. It's not that I felt like I had to stop trying so hard. That is literally not it at all. It was that it doesn't have to just be about me anymore. I'm good. I'm good. I'm taken care of. My team is taken care of. I want to see more of you be good. I want to see more of you be wealthy. I want to see more of you set up for early retirement. I want to see more of you hitting your goals. I want to see more of you prioritizing the life and lifestyle you want. And when that happened in this fall, I made some very significant changes to the way my business operates. Not just to support me, but to make myself more accessible to more of you. Because I know I can make a difference, and I have in the lives of thousands of people. Millions of people have listened to this show, but I want to reach you. I want to support you. And so I kind of shared some of my journey and that I made some adjustments to the co-op to make that more impactful by adding in strategy. And I decided this fall that I was going to make some changes to how I showed up for coaching, so that I could reach some more people. And I've privately been testing it for several months, and it feels so good. And I'm finally ready to say out loud that you have an option, that you can get access to my coaching in a group environment at an accessible price point. I used to charge $1,500 a month to be in my incubator program. My C-suite program, which was typically for people making at least $30,000, was $2,500 a month. My one-on-one coaching starts at $5,000 a month. You now have an option to get bi-weekly group coaching with me in an intimate environment for $297. There's not more zeros than that. 297. $297. Like, literally, if you make one sale because of being in this room, it will be worth it. I am good. I got to the point where I was fed up and I realized that I was not building a business that was in alignment with how I wanted to serve and show up. And it took a lot of work. It took 18 months to get to a point where I'm like, this is the direction. This is the goal. This is the way. This is the plan. Bumps along the way, surprises, so many surprises along the way, so many surprises along the way. But I want to see you doing what I know is possible. So I don't know logistically if I can keep it at this price point for very long. I legitimately do not know when the price will change. But if you go right now to creativetemplateshop.com/coaching, you will see this option. creativetemplateshop.com/coaching, $297 a month, biweekly coaching, plus so much more stuff that I cannot possibly cover in this podcast. Oh, I didn't even say there's no long-term commitment. Like, I get life will happen. It was almost painful for me to do 6 and 12 month contracts. And there was reasons that we did that. Lots of reasons. And one of which was definitely making sure I could pay my team that was on salary. But I know that life will evolve for you. And so if you can join for 1 month, amazing. If you can join for 6 months, incredible. If you join for 3 months and something devastating happens and you need to walk away, you can cancel and come back. No hard feelings, truly, like literally no hard feelings. Would I love to work with you for the next 5 years? Yes, like absolutely. I love working with clients long term. some of my favorite clients have been with me for years. And I have watched them evolve. I have watched their businesses evolve. I've watched them go through hard times. But those relationships are really important to me. And if I were sitting in the room with my peers that I started alongside all these years ago, many of them are running businesses 10 times the size of mine. And I can tell you without a doubt that many of us are in the same place financially because I didn't take on the overhead or the complication of the businesses they've built. Like, the outcome can be the same. You can have a $10 million company or a $2 million company and have the same output, the same life. Like, quit fooling yourself that it has to be this huge, massive thing. It literally, you could be making, truly, you could have a $500,000 company and be making three and four times some of these people making a million. I guarantee you. I have seen it. I have been behind the scenes of some of the biggest names. It doesn't have to be that complicated. It doesn't. This is so countercultural to this industry that I know it's not going to land with some of you. Some of you are probably going to leave, walk away. I'm like, this lady is crazy. But I imagine the majority of you who got 37 minutes into this podcast are here because you felt like I spoke to your heart. And I want to help you. I want to see you where you want to be. And I want to cheer you on. I want to see you live a life you only dreamed of without the heartache of a business that is so full of obligation to everyone else. You can be a part of it. CreativeTemplateShop.com/coaching. I can't wait to see you on our next call.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at CreativeShopCoop.com and transform your business today. That's CreativeShopCoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.